Welcome to the Coffee House, where in the next hour, local views on two seminal events in the Cold War. First, the 1956 Hungarian Revolt and Soviet invasion, soon to be a feature-length animated film thanks to sketchbook journalist Ed Hilbert and filmmaker Craig Herron. Cold War II.
Welcome to the forum at the Coffee House. The Cold War seems like ancient history now, but next October marks the 50th anniversary of the first major uprising against communist rule in Central Europe and its harsh suppression by Moscow. The Hungarian Rebellion was triggered by a student protest in support of Polish efforts to win greater autonomy from the Soviet Union. Ed Hilbert not only witnessed the events in Budapest, he chronicled them in a sketchbook that he brought along with him to America. Hilbert has teamed up with Craig Herron, a Baltimore animator and director, and they're in the process of making a feature-length animated film inspired by the events in Hungary a half century ago. It's called Freedom Dance. Welcome, Ed and Craig, to the Coffee House.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mark. Good to be here.
Let's start with a little bit of geography 101. Situate Hungary for us on the map, if you would.
It's basically in the eastern part of Europe, under Poland, on the left side, west side is Austria, east side is Romania, underneath is Yugoslavia. So this is where it's located.
And it also borders on the Ukraine, right?
And up on the very high side, yeah.
Okay. Now, Hungary, most people think of the Soviet empire, as it were, during the Cold War period as largely a Slavic empire, but there were the Serbs in Yugoslavia, Bulgaria, Poland, Russia, of course. But Hungary really has a very different ethnic linguistic history, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's more like Finn-Ugor.
The language is more like Finnish, Estonian.
It isn't. It's completely different. It's a long time joke about it. Jönna vonnat, which means it's Finnish. And in Hungarian, it's reversed. The vonat means jönna, and the jönna means vonat. So that's how much the Hungarian language is connected with the Finn.
Okay.
It's not really.
Not very much. But more than Slavic, for instance.
More than Slavic, yes.
In 1956, how old were you?
56, I was 27.
And what were you doing then?
I was working as a cameraman in a movie corporation for doing newsreel camera work. And that was a side job, actually. And the main job was decorating for company-owned corporations.
And how did you come to start this sketchbook of events in 1956?
That started actually in Vienna, when we was sitting over there in a school room, which was a temporary hotel room, and with several other families in the same area. And I was bored to death because it was nothing to do.
Were you studying in Vienna?
No.
You're doing nothing in Vienna. You're hanging out in Vienna.
That was just the stop between Budapest and New York.
Right. Okay.
For a 2 months long stop.
I see. So you actually started your sketchbook after you left.
Yes, correct.
I see.
Okay. Correct.
And Craig, how did you meet Ed?
Ed and I were both instructors at the Jewish Community Center up in Baltimore, and then a show for the adult instructors. I ran into Ed. He had some really wonderful cartoons up, and we got into a conversation about cartooning and animation, and a couple years later we got together, and I brought in my friend Stephen Fisher, who started talking to Ed about his Hungarian experience, and Stephen, Ed, and I all kind of decided, well, let's do a project together.
And that project is Freedom Dance.
Right.
And it's to be a feature-length animation about the Hungarian events. And it's a work in progress right now. Why don't we take a look at a clip from that film? Is there audio on this?
So the whole thing started when the Polish Revolution was underway, and the Hungarian kids from the university, they marched out front of the parliament and they're starting to protesting about the regime and as the regime going. The police was placed on the rooftops with machine guns and they started shooting the kids. One after died and injured down there, and this is what started up the whole thing in Budapest.
Interesting. So how far along are you in the making of this film, Craig?
Well, we've got about 6 minutes of finished animation. We have the interviews with Ed all recorded. They were done by a friend of ours, Greg Landry. So that is finished. Stephen's going to start editing those in the near future. The animation is going to be the slow part. Ed has done most of the artwork, which I am coloring and then animating, and Ed has done most of his job already.
Let's take a look at some of the sketch work that you've done, Ed, that is the foundation of this. If you can hold it up one at a time, maybe we can capture this with a camera. And what we're looking at right now is a boat, and
that's actually General Leroy and Altinch, the boat that came over here from.
And that's the boat you traveled on?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what else do you have?
And this one is the background for this, which I think it's on the set. Okay. The white rocks of
if we can
Dover.
Catch this on camera, yeah. Please.
And then the boat is going right
going
front
across,
of it and then
yeah.
Across.
Uh-huh. Why don't we look at that? Let's take a look at the next clip, and we'll see how this is done in animation and the process of it. And maybe you can describe this process as we go through it.
Right, right. First of all, Ed does the wonderful black and white sketches, and these are done the old-fashioned way with pen and ink from his memories and from sketches he had made previously. Here we see the General Altinch scanned, the White Cliffs of Dover scanned. Brought it into Photoshop, drop out the background, color it in Photoshop. And we bring it into After Effects, which is an animation program. There's a lot more layers you don't see here. The water has multiple layers to it, but they're basically composited one on top of another with visual effects for the smoke and the thing. That little clip probably took many hours. But and here's the finished thing put together.
And we can
and you can see a little bit better the bow wake as a particle animation and the smoke and everything. So that's a lot of different techniques that we're putting together.
Very interesting. But Ed, as the artist of the sketches, how does it feel to see your work transformed in this way?
Especially this section, my stomach is turning.
well, this is a first.
You better explain that.
The first.
How do you mean?
Because as soon as we left this area and we get out to the open sea, I went down fifth floor below, and I didn't come up before New York.
So just to make sure that everybody understands, what turned your stomach was the boat ride. It wasn't seeing the animation.
Yeah, he was seasick the whole time, and we're gonna really show that later on.
I'm sorry to hear that.
It was fun.
Tell me about what your plans are for distribution, if you have them at this point.
That's your territory.
Yeah, mine and Stephen's. Right now we are trying to get it done. We have already talked to the Hungarian embassy and the Austrian embassy and a number of other organizations who are supportive of us and have given us some nice testimonials on that. We want to go out to a lot of film festivals. nobody really wants to talk to you about distribution until you finish something.
Right.
Then they want to talk to you. So we've got to get it finished. We've got to get it out to festivals. And
you have a good track record with that. You won a Telly Award for a prior short film you did, Fall from the Clouds. And the animation in that was very different than the animation in this. It was, in some ways, more cinematic and richer in each frame, it seems. Explain.
Right. That was done with a three-dimensional animation with live actors who were made to look a little more, not cartoony, but stylized. Whereas in this case, we are taking the flat black and white drawings, coloring them, and trying to keep that in the same style that they were drawn in. And we are also extending this to the basic look of advertising art and everything at that time, drawing upon colors from advertisements and even Soviet posters and the like for our look to this film. It's very different.
And how do you think this film would be received today in Hungary, Ed?
That will be a good question. I really don't know. Probably they will like it. Some people will hate it.
Because?
Because they not agree with me. Okay, I left Hungary. And this is a rough spot, you know. And on this show is coming out and showing pretty well. I'm more American than Hungarian. And this is the problem point, okay? But any other way, books coming out, what they're reading about the same thing, 50,000 people left in that time the country, and so you can thinking both way. I really cannot tell you exactly what will be the reaction.
Well, we're going to find out, I guess.
I hope
perhaps
so.
you want to have the film done for next year by October.
Yeah.
To commemorate the 50th anniversary.
Yes.
Best of luck to you both.
Thank you.
Many thanks to Ed Hilbert and Craig Herron for joining us to talk about what promises to be a unique and cinematic and historical work. Let's preview another clip from Freedom Dance. I'm Mark Cohen, and this has been Coffeehouse Forum.